This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we took you through the first 18 picks of Mock Draft 2.0. Let's crack up the band. It's time for the rest of the first round. With pick number 19, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on the clock. They need some defensive help where? Maybe everywhere. Levante David's getting up there in age, although sometimes he doesn't show it.
No, he doesn't.
They go for Alabama linebacker Jihad Campbell.
That's a nice pickup.
That is a nice pickup.
That was one that in your mock draft, Stoney, I was kind of hoping would slide down to the Lions because I think that that would have been a perfect pick for that Lions defense.
Okay, speaking of the Lions, at 20, the Denver Broncos select somebody who allegedly was in town because Cortland Sutton's really their only wide receiver, so the Broncos select Texas speedy wide receiver Matthew Golden.
That's actually a good pickup for them. I think they would have rather a tight end, but in your draft, both tight ends are gone.
Right.
And I think they probably could pick up another one in the second round. Yeah, top wide receiver's gone, so you got the second Golden. That's sexy. Stunning, that's actually pretty good.
I like it. You're right. The tight ends are gone in your mock already. So would a running back have been a selection there for the Broncos. Just a question.
Yeah, possibly. I'm sure they were thinking about that guy. But next up is David's Pittsburgh Steelers.
Quarterback. Shedeur Sanders.
Shedeur Sanders was already picked, don't forget. But Jackson Dart is still available. However, the great Mr. Hayward, his career is winding down. They need help on the defensive line. What would make David happiest would be Michigan defensive lineman Kenneth Grant.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be amazing. Yes, 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 yes.
With the 22nd pick of the first round. Now, you mentioned a team with needs. Well, the Cowboys had the 12th pick, and they traded down to 22. Hoping that this person would still be available. So from the L.A. Chargers, the Cowboys on their trade down select North Carolina running back Amarian Hampton.
Okay, that makes so much sense, but because it's the Cowboys, I don't see it happening. Because they actually made a smart move, got extra selections, and got the guy that they want.
Yeah.
If anything, Jera is going to trade up. And overspend.
To get Jonte or something like that.
Yeah. No, and still get Hampton.
Oh, yes.
They're still going to get him. They're just going to move up to get him and just sell the farm. So that's way it makes sense. It's smart. That's not the Cowboy way.
With the 23rd pick in the first round, well, you know Green Bay is not going to select a wide receiver because they don't. Who knows the mental frame of Jaire Alexander, what team he's even going to be on. So the Packers take his replacement, Jody Barron, the cornerback from Texas.
Okay.
Next Some people believe he may be the best corner. It's a debate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a debate last year, and the Eagles got it right.
Yes.
Correct.
Just saying.
Yes.
They got it right twice.
With pick number 24, staying in the NFC North. The Minnesota Vikings only have 4 picks this draft.
So they got to get it right.
They got to get it right. And as of now, they'll be playing a quarterback who we have no idea how good he's going to be. He might need help.
I still say, and I know, I'm holding out hope because he has not signed yet.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
Well, even if it is Aaron Rodgers, he still needs help blocking. What says Minnesota Vikings more than Gray Zabel, guard center from that part of the country, North Dakota State?
That's a perfect pick for the Vikings. Okay. That is a Vikings pick.
Yeah. Pick number 25, the Houston Texans. They traded Tunsil. He's a tackle. They're not in love with the tackles that are available. They are in love with a guard who played his college football in that state. Longhorn guard Kelvin Banks.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea what Houston was doing when they sold the farm. It's like, you do realize you're good. I mean, I know the NFL makes you play every Saturday in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But what you're doing makes no sense whatsoever. I can't figure D'Amico Ryan is like, yeah, that's a great idea. I'm just assuming he's being outvoted in the boardroom.
Better be right.
Right.
Next up, the Rams. A lot of people think the Rams are going to draft a successor to Matthew Stafford there.
Jackson Dart would be on the board for
Dart would be on the board. They're going to go best available player. Matthew Stafford's still not the most mobile human being on the planet, as good as he is. And they're kind of surprised that offensive tackle from Ohio State, Joshua Simmons, is still on the board, and the Rams take him there.
Once again, you can't go wrong drafting big people, especially offensive linemen, mm-hmm. because even though it's not a sexy pick and you're not running out to buy their jerseys, mm-hmm. it's the stability. I mean, you see it here with Sewell. Like, he is a cornerstone of this team. So that's no matter who your quarterback is, even if down the line you've already got the line built mm-hmm. so that the new quarterback doesn't have to run around and worry for their life the way Caleb Williams had to this year.
At pick number 27, the Baltimore Ravens. Their defense was kind of disappointing this past year. They go nose tackle, defensive tackle, whatever way you want to say it. Walter Nolan from Ole Miss.
That is a Ravens pick right there.
Mm-hmm. David, good luck, Mason Rudolph. Good luck.
David, to your Steelers. Mm-hmm. That is such a pick. For the Ravens. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
I hate that one.
With the 28th pick, the Detroit Lions, the phones are ringing.
Did they make the pick?
The phones are ringing.
Okay.
Howie Roseman is at the other end of that line. But Brad Holmes says, you know what? I'm not willing. I like my guy here. I know Howie Roseman loves these guys. But I like him too. The Detroit Lions select from the University of Georgia, Edge Mikel Williams.
Oh. Okay.
But is he going to be on the field to go very fast?
Kenny, I'll leave that one to you.
Yeah, it's on again, off again. There's no guarantee. It would be that's a very Brad Holmes pick, though, yes. If you want to look at it like that.
Yeah. Next up, the Washington Commanders. And the Commanders, they need an edge rusher. They select Donovan Isaruoko, however you pronounce his name, from Boston College. Donovan Isaruoko. How's that? Is that better? Isaruoko. How's that? That's probably better than the third one, is the charm. I probably should have taken who I actually omitted in the first round instead. It's easier to pronounce.
Who was that?
You'll see, because he's not going to be taken. And I realize I should have, but I'm not going to go back on it now.
Okay.
With the 30th pick, the Buffalo Bills, they need help in their secondary. And I got to admit, I'm a little biased. From the University of Kentucky and West Bloomfield High School, Maxwell Hairston.
I'm so glad you admitted you're biased.
I admit it.
Well, I don't have to say anything now. You said it.
Hey. He ran a 4.3 or 4.28, whatever the hell he ran at the combine. And people have it very.
Yes, he is.
Late first round, early second is what I've seen. So what the heck? I'll give him his flowers.
I'll give you this. Sure. Yeah. I mean, when he ran that 4.3 at the combine, you knew at that point he became that guy who then went into the VIP club of the first round. Buffalo, late first round. All right. Stoney, I'm not going to beat you up over this.
Okay. 31, the Chiefs. Their offensive line just blows. So they go with the best tackle available, Josh Connerly Jr. from Oregon.
Okay.
And finally at 32, Howie Roseman is tempted to do something he hasn't done in a while. But he realizes what brought him a Super Bowl. And even though there is a better player, I think, available at a position of need, he can't stop thinking about the red and the black. With the last pick of the first round, the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles select safety from the University of Georgia, Malachi Starks. And yes, Derek Harmon is sitting there. That's
so. Is that the player that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You also got Pierce. Was Pierce taken in here? In
no.
Your first
no.
Round?
No.
So you got Harmon, and you got Pierce.
Just sitting there.
Pierce. There may be too many issues there.
But the Eagles can handle issues.
I know.
And they lost half of their defensive line.
I know. They also lost their safety. So.
Okay.
And they love Georgia players.
They do love Georgia
players. If Malachi Starks went to Alabama, I would have taken Derek Harmon.
Stoney, it's not bad. I think the Eagles would have probably taken somebody on the defensive line because they lost half of their guys.
Yes.
But you make a valid argument. This isn't not bad. Still.
Yeah, hey, it's only a mock draft, and hopefully the teams won't listen to me. 97-1, the ticket.